This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then, you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like EFTs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors, LLC. SEC registered advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosures.
Hey, this is U.S. Olympic gold medalist Tara Davis Woodhull.
And I'm U.S. Paralympic gold medalist Hunter Woodhull.
As athletes, our lives are about having a clear path.
And a team that you can absolutely trust.
So when it came to getting the best mortgage,
we chose PennyMac.
PennyMac is proud to be the official mortgage provider of Team USA and you.
Learn more at PennyMac.com. PennyMac Loan Services, LLC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 35953. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Conditions and restrictions may apply.
Want to buy your way? Of course you do. That's why CarMax offers an experience designed just for you. Want to start online, then visit the lot, then go back online? Sure. Want to talk to a real person or chat online? Either works. Want to take your time and compare all the makes and models? No problem. Then make up some time by filling out the paperwork at home and schedule express pickup or home delivery? Done. When it comes to how you buy, CarMax puts you in the driver's seat. Want to drive? CarMax. Delivery restrictions apply. See CarMax.com for details.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including yours. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And up next, a recurring favorite, we continue our series about the curious origins of everyday sayings. Here to join us again is Andrew Thompson, as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding these many mysteries of the English language. Here's Andrew.
If you say peter out, you mean to dwindle or diminish or come to an end. Some suggest the expression comes from biblical times and the Apostle Peter, when he strenuously defended Christ when Christ was arrested, but by the next morning his support had diminished. However, the likely origin of the phrase is actually from the early days of gold mining in America. Potassium nitrate, known as saltpeter, was a mineral ingredient in the explosives used in mining. When all the gold in a mine was exhausted, it was said to have petered out because the explosives had dwindled it down until nothing was left. The expression was used figuratively by the 1840s. Pidgin English is a term meaning a simplified language used to communicate between two people who don't have a common language, and it originated in the late 17th century. It was developed by British traders in China as a way of doing business without having a common language. The expression actually means business English and came about because of the mispronunciation of the English word business by the Chinese. They pronounced it bidgin, and this led to pidgin. The language they used was a combination of both English and Cantonese and was spoken as a second language. Then over the years, the phrase Pidgin English developed to mean any two languages that are pieced together to aid a communication. From pillar to post means from one place to another, and it dates back to a brutal form of punishment in medieval England. Each town at the time had a whipping post and a pillory to deal with criminals. also known as the stocks. A pillory was a wooden frame with three holes in it. A criminal's head and hands would be placed through the holes, and the public would gather and throw rotten vegetables and eggs at the man. This may last even a number of days. The criminal would then be dragged to the whipping post, where he would receive a public flogging. Originally from pillory to post, the expression gradually evolved to pillar to post. Pipe dreams are unrealistic hopes or plans or a fantasy, and they refer to the dreams experienced by the smokers of opium pipes. Opium is a narcotic drug that produces an hypnotic effect, and the pipe is the device that the opium is placed in. People under the influence of opium often have vivid and fantastic hallucinations. The expression was then used in America since the late 1800s, when opium smoking was legal, and the phrase was first written in 1890 in an edition of the Chicago Daily Tribune, where they were talking about the first man-made flight, and it was said, "It has been regarded as a pipe dream for a good many years." If you plug something, that means you promote something. And it owes its beginnings to Captain Leonard Frank Plug, that's P-L-U-G-G-E, a British businessman and politician who was prominent in the early 1900s. He created a broadcasting company that bought airtime from European radio stations. He reached an agreement with the French station, Radio Normandy, to produce programmes and transmit them to England. Plug partially financed Radio Normandy by receiving payments to play and promote records, and it was from this practice that Plug's name came to mean to plug something. Point blank means to tell directly or to refuse completely, and it has sporting beginnings which originated in France. Point blanc is French for white mark, the bullseye or centre of an archery target, and a shot from distance at that sport has to be aimed above the target to allow it to drop with gravity. But a shot point blank is close enough so that the flight of the arrow hits the target directly without any arcing. The expression then later was widened to refer to anything done at very close range, especially gunfire. To propose a toast is obviously a ritual in which a drink is taken in someone's honour, and that began as early as the 12th century. The quality of the wine at the time was not high and varied a lot. In order to soak up some of the acidity and improve the flavour, a piece of spiced toast was placed in a wine jug, or small pieces were placed in wine glasses. By the 17th century in England, the practice of proposing a toast to someone emerged. The glass would be raised, as it is today, and it was usually a lady who was toasted. The idea was that she became a figurative piece of toast that flavoured the wine. To pull out all the stops means to make every possible effort, and that stems from the musical world. Church organs use knobs that control the airflow through the pipes, and these knobs are known as stops. When all the stops are in, the airflow was less and the music not very loud. If there were not many people in a congregation and the music was needed to be heard at the back of the church, the organist would pull out all the stops, which would increase the volume. To pull the wool over your eyes means to trick or deceive, and it relates to the elaborate wigs that people wore in the 17th century. The wigs had a thick, woolly appearance, and the social standing of a man was sometimes judged by the size of his wig. The bigger it was, the more wealth the man was thought to have. By wearing large wigs, men were advertising their wealth and then became a target for petty criminals. A large wig would also be able to be pulled down more easily, so a tactic employed by some criminals was to creep up behind a man and pull the wig down over his eyes. This would temporarily render the victim unable to see, making him easier to rob. A purple patch is a period of notable success or good fortune, and that expression stems from ancient Rome. At the height of the Roman Empire, purple, which became known as imperial purple, was a revered colour and was reserved for emperors and other distinguished statesmen. This is because purple dye was greatly prized and rare. It was obtained from the mucous secretions of a sea snail found in the Mediterranean Sea and did not easily fail, but became brighter with weathering and sunlight. The Roman noblemen wore purple togas, and because they were considered exceptional people to whom all was provided, purple patch later became associated with success.
And a job well done on the production by Greg Hengler, and a special thanks to Andrew Thompson for his storytelling on the origins of everyday sayings. And a plug for the book, The Hair of the Dog to Paint the Town Red, The Curious Origins of Everyday Sayings and Fun Phrases. These great stories about our language and where sayings came from here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
This is Radhi Devlukia from A Really Good Cry. I absolutely love being outdoors, even if it's just stepping outside for a bit of fresh air between meals or taking a mindful walk to clear my head. But the one thing that can really ruin that is when my feet feel cramped in my shoes. So I switched to Ultra Running, and honestly, it made such a difference. What I love most is their signature Ultra Fit Comfort Balance Strength. They have this roomy toe box that lets my toes actually spread and move naturally. And I personally have some wide feet, so I really appreciate that. I feel more grounded and balanced with every single step. It's like my feet can finally do their job, using all those little muscles that make me feel stronger the more I move. Whether you're a marathon runner, beginner or advanced, or just getting outside to train, Ultras have become my go-to for running and moving mindfully. They fit so well, they're so comfortable, and they just move with you. Shop now at ultrarunning.com. That's A-L-T-R-A running.com. Experience Ultra and stay out there.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other, means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment and more, pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stashterms.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This is Richard Sherman from the Richard Sherman Podcast. Ready or Not is the tactical first-person shooter where you take command of a SWAT team and every decision matters. I reunited with my Legion of Boom teammates Cam Chancellor, Cliff Averill, Michael Bennett, and Walter Thurman to go through real SWAT training and see why over 13 million players are into this game. Watch our training now at Richard Sherman Podcast YouTube channel. This isn't mindless run and gun. The game demands elite teamwork and sharp strategic thinking, just like what the Legion of Boom brought to the field every single game. Try the limited time free trial on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. Play now and feel the weight of the badge.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.